We're three's us, there's three of us. We're weird as f*** and that's our deal. This could go anywhere, so buckle up and three's us, take the wheel.
All right, bitch. It's the Three's Us Podcast with me,
Mason.
And me, Danny.
And me, Ice Cube.
All right.
You just took credit for that impersonation.
Hello, I am Ice Cube.
Welcome to the Three's Us Podcast, where Danny, Daniel, and Mason, your friends, are
your
here
friends.
To joke around, to do stuff, to make each other sing, and mess around.
And mess around.
And mess around.
We are all here on a beautiful night in Los Angeles.
Or morning.
Or afternoon.
Or wherever you are. We're there currently
with
you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, if you're in a car, don't look at your phone.
Thank you.
Solid advice. Case.
Yeah, yeah. And
you just got off a plane like I did right before recording this,
yeah.
Make sure you stretch. Make sure you don't feel motion sick like I currently do right now.
Really?
But that also might be because I felt mildly motion sick and then I ate Cheetos.
Cheetos, like the motion sickness magnifier.
No. It's just what they. Well, yes, evidently, I just learned that.
Yeah.
But,
is that what they gave you on the airplane?
No. I got here. So I got off the plane. I immediately got in an Uber, and the guy was kind of driving like a maniac, and
he was like, "Hey, you want some Cheetos?"
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Hey, kid.
You know what to help with this?
So then he pulls up, he spits me out, and then I come in here in the studio. And the studio, the only thing food I could find to eat was Cheez-Its, because there was some kind of spread out up here where there was clearly sandwich materials, but the only thing left was one slice of bread and an entire bowl of mayonnaise. And so Cheetos
sounds like a feast to me.
Yeah. And so I thought that Cheetos might be my best bet, so I ate it really fast because I haven't eaten all day. And I was like, okay, if I eat it really fast, it'll be like medicine. And then,
what?
No, yeah,
no.
And now I feel mildly nauseous as we tape this.
Woo!
Nice. Please don't throw up into the microphone.
agree to disagree.
Agree to disagree. Okay. Yeah. I thought it'd be fun to openly shit on Daniel.
Wait, what?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that for you.
Well, so you don't. Well, so because.
Wait, do you guys like hide it otherwise?
It sounds like we definitely hide. We don't hide it otherwise.
Yeah, what the heck, man?
No. Openly, as in like publicly to
the
world.
What is Daniel?
Daniel seems to believe that it's normal to brush his teeth without using any water at all.
Oh yeah.
That's completely normal.
There is no
argument to why you should wet your toothbrush.
Okay, before we get into
like whatever I wet my tooth, the toothpaste falls off.
Give it a sec. They need context for
okay,
why. You're
okay,
bad.
Sorry, yeah, yeah. Sorry.
So okay, for those of you at home,
you are stupid.
I'm assuming for those of you who don't kill people over and over again and evade the law.
Yeah.
For those of you who are normal, I assume you would take your toothbrush, you'd wet it under a sink or something, and then you'd put toothpaste on it, and then you proceed to brush your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
You could also put toothpaste on the toothbrush and then put water on that and then brush your teeth.
Which I understand that one less, because Daniel's argument was true in terms of
I don't understand any of you at all.
Okay, well,
okay, go ahead.
Daniel, however... goes in raw.
You better not. Oh, okay.
He just goes in raw.
That's how I like it, baby.
He just puts toothpaste on a toothbrush and then just puts it in his mouth.
Do you not feel like it's like too hard or like the bristles are too
Why
dry?
Why not just use a rusty
that
nail?
Doesn't,
yeah.
Well, rusty nail is
instead
like,
of a toothbrush.
It would take a lot longer to get. But anyways, I've heard the argument like, you need to wet the toothbrush because it's dry. Like, is your mouth dry?
Well, okay, because you're talking about like
there's moisture
saliva
in your mouth.
Yeah, but it's different. It's like how
Think of anything because
like
there's
thirsty.
Nothing.
It's like being thirsty and then you telling me I should just drink my spit because there's water in my mouth.
Ooh, there you go. What? Although you don't need the actual.
Shut up, Daniel. The point is you're wrong.
Yeah. I think it's funny because last time we talked about this, Daniel mentioned it as a white people thing that people add water to a toothbrush.
Which is just Daniel's.
I mean, you're white.
Daniel guesses.
Well, we're half. Yeah. Okay. But
Daniel guesses that things are white people things.
You're
when
not white.
He discovers he's weird.
Yeah.
I'm not weird.
You're weird.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's
completely
boundary.
Unnecessary. Mm. Like you said, like the bristles are hard.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, it feels kind of, I don't know. For me, it just feels nicer when
just
it's
just get
wet.
A toothbrush with softer bristles.
I have soft bristles because my gums get irritated, so I already have soft bristles.
Don't brush so hard.
Yeah.
This sounds like a you problem. Man.
I did have surgery.
But like,
for
don't you find it like grainy and like unpleasant? And
are you like some kind of toothpaste connoisseur?
No, I just mean like the reason I wet the toothbrush is so when I'm like distributing it all around my mouth and all over my teeth and stuff, it's like, you know, it like coats it evenly and shit. Mm-hmm. Like it's supposed to just,
you know,
like
what else
singular...
also coats it evenly? Just brushing.
We're just never gonna see eye to eye on this.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. It's fine. It's just know that we've definitely, since you said that it's a white people thing, we've definitely asked.
All right, what else? What else do I do wrong,
you
guys?
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
I
also
know what you do wrong, but it did get me thinking about what I do differently.
What do you do differently?
Okay, I'm about this.
Yeah, we won't shit on you for a second.
One of the things I do that I assume most people don't do. Well, okay. Some background is that I love towels, right? Mm-hmm. Like I have like 12
towels. I can attest
towels.
To that.
Yeah. I have like so many towels.
Usually
I
when I come
right
home,
now.
There's just a towel laying on Mason's bed.
And no one knows why?
Yeah. Just because he
I'm
loves
not
towels.
Even home.
Yeah.
He hasn't been home in 10 years. It's just there. Yeah.
So like one of the towels at all times is my pillow towel. So mm-hmm. like I always put a towel directly over my pillow mm-hmm. at all times and I always sleep on the towel. Mm-hmm. I did this because when I was little, I would always shower right before bed and I hated like getting your pillow all wet.
Mm-hmm. Because you wouldn't dry your hair.
No. Like I would just take a shower, walk out of the shower, get in bed.
Oh, wow.
Well, not okay. I would
completely dripping wet.
I would dry off my body, but my head would still be kind of wet. So I started putting a towel down and I think my face started getting used to like the texture of having a towel on it, which I really liked. Mm. Also, it meant if I drooled, or like, you know what I mean? Like it meant that like I'd wake up and it would be like, no.
Okay.
Do you ever like dry off your face and start getting sleepy for some unknown reason?
Oh yeah.
Oh, because like Pavlovian.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm just saying that like it made it so if I ever like wet my pillow, then like the towel. Yeah, I peed on it. Thank you for looking at me that way.
Yeah.
But if I ever got my pillow wet, I'd wake up in the morning. I wouldn't even know. It was like a smooth way to get through the night.
I actually do agree with. Well, I also rock a pillow I rock a pillow. I rock a towel on my pillow, but that's for a different reason. I'm just anal about my skin.
I think that's very fair.
The skin one?
Yeah.
Was mine fair? Was my reason fair?
It's just like a learned behavior since... or
I
learned
can neither
behavior.
Confirm nor deny.
What if you just like nuzzling towels for the hell of it like me?
Danny, I think your reason is fair.
So. So I'm really gnarly about my skin. And so when I go to bed at night, I like putting my face on a clean towel. And then I'll do like the flip thing at a certain point. Like I'll be like, all right, you know what? I'm going to flip this towel now.
Oh.
Not like in the same night.
Oh, just we're not that crazy.
And flip my towel. Like in 2 days or something. But yeah. Another thing that I'm just really gnarly about face in general, even to the point where like I'll wash my hands anytime I touch, like right before I touch my face at all. Mm-hmm. I like to sometimes use paper towels or a completely clean towel to wipe off my face rather than my body towel. So after, like, you see me do this recently because I haven't had any clean towels in my bathroom. So what I do is I walk out like in my towel after my shower and I walk over to the paper towel roll.
Is that why you do that?
Yeah, and I grab like 4 paper towels and that's what I use to dry off my face.
No wonder we're running out of paper towels so quickly.
I'm the one who buys
them,
though.
We're running out of rainforest in the world.
Yeah. You're right. I should definitely...
Yeah, that's weird, man. I almost never use paper towels. Because I'm so clean.
Your skin phobia makes me think of my deathly phobia of dirty bathrooms.
Yes.
Like, dirty public bathrooms is probably...
This is a real thing.
That's probably a bottom 1 place I'd ever want to be. When I was younger, I'd had nightmares about like not having shoes in a gas station bathroom.
Oh.
And there's just like needles on the ground.
No, to be clear, like this is a nightmare where the gas station bathroom is a normal gas station bathroom.
Oh. Yeah. There's not like...
I found that horrific enough to not need to add anything to it.
Yeah. There's not like people like sitting in corners like defecating and...
No, but like in traditional gas station bathroom fashion, it looks like that had happened at one point.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
You also,
I know this because of when you lived at my house, you would only take a dump in my downstairs bathroom because I had a big toilet.
Oh, yeah, big toilet.
Yeah. So there's I guess, big toilet and small toilet.
Yeah.
There's probably more varying. Yeah. I'm the spokesperson now.
All right, y'all. It's like this.
It's like this.
We got big toilets and small toilets.
There's probably more variance in size. But like in actuality, I did notice because Mason lived with me that there is a difference. I definitely like took a second to really analyze my downstairs bathroom's toilet and compare it to all the upstairs bathroom's
toilet. You like measured it?
Yeah. Well, no, I just realized like it's just a bigger bowl.
Oh, but is it like circle or are we doing like a
it's
like
more of like
egg
an oval
shape?
Oh, a pill shape? Okay.
Egg shape.
Oh, yeah. Egg shape situation.
Shape.
Okay.
Egg shape. Yeah.
We like those egg shaped toilets?
Yeah, because it's bigger and Mason, I know Mason's like fear of it is just If any part of his like body touches the inside
of
the toilet
seat. Yeah, you can just say
seat.
My dick. Yeah. I'll sit it down and I will, you know, have nightmare daydreams of like my parts touching some part of the toilet.
Yeah. Okay, then what about the ones that are just like a trench? Because like you don't have to.
Like a latrine. So those are fine, except that I think my fear then becomes, what if I can't hold my squat?
You gotta lift, bro.
No, yeah. Dude,
you gotta lift.
I don't want to exercise.
Come on, we do the gym.
I just want a big toilet.
Yeah, yeah.
That seems easier.
Yeah, I mean, most public restrooms have big toilets, though, right?
Yeah,
you think?
Yeah, but then the downside is they're public.
Yeah.
Speaking of the bathroom, though, when y'all shower.
Oh yeah.
Like you're washing your whole body, right? Mm-hmm. But if you're just like chilling out, are you doing it with your face towards the shower head or with your back towards
turned
the
away.
Shower head?
Turned away, yeah.
Turned away?
Yeah, yeah.
You turn
away.
Don't
for
you
a hot
dare
take?
Don't you dare
ready
say it's a white
hot
person.
Take?
Oh,
okay.
Ew.
You ready?
Do you do it while you brush your teeth with like fucking peanut butter and a nail or whatever?
No.
What's your hot take, Daniel?
Hot take sideways.
What?
Why?
Sideways.
So one ear gets hot? Like why?
No, I mean, like, I'm, like, rotating, right? And then when I'm, like, you know, chilling up, just sideways. Like, shower head's right here.
Is it always...
sideways.
Is it always...
Boom, sideways.
Is it always sideways. One... Yeah. Is it always one way sideways? Like...
Yeah, I just showed you, right? Like this.
It's always your right ear facing
the
shower head.
Do you ever swap so that you're... So you're facing the shower curtain or are you facing the wall?
Oh, man, you gotta face the curtain. Like, if you face the wall, you look like a crazy person.
Well,
like, what if that thing in Psycho happens where, like, they open the shower curtain and they're, like, gonna stab you and you're just, like, facing the wall? They're gonna be, like, smooth and be like, oh, my God, like, this guy's crazy. I'm gonna leave.
Okay.
And, you know?
Whereas if they see you doing it the other way, they're like, ah,
one of my kind.
I'm watching him shower this way.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel safe. Wait, so you never, like... It's always your right ear getting the water and your left ear facing away.
What's your obsession with the ears? Like, why?
Mason's thinking about just how he does, like, why are you always isolating one side of your body with extra water?
Why does the right side?
I mean, it hits the shoulder and it, like, goes across.
But doesn't hit the other shoulder.
Not your ear.
Not your left ear.
I mean, what do you?
Sorry, we're ganging up on you.
Do you like the front of your ears to be what?
Like,
I don't understand this ear.
The water runs down my neck.
Okay, actually, I also like that.
And your.
And other things.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Fine.
No, either way, that's fine.
Agree to disagree.
Yeah, no,
we're never
going
to see eye to eye on these things.
Mm.
Danny?
Yeah, so the other thing that I was thinking about recently, because I don't remember what the conversation was, but we were definitely talking about school superlatives. Like, I don't know if you guys remember in high school and stuff, like in the yearbook, they would have like most.
Superlatives.
Superlative is most, like most anything.
Most likely to.
Most likely to be famous, you know, or
most
whatever.
Most likely to become president. Most
yeah.
likely to.
Yeah. Did you guys, because I almost won what did I almost win? Nicest hair.
Nice.
I know. Yeah, yeah.
What do you mean you
yeah,
almost
bro,
won?
Bump it.
It was like, it was, they actually had like a tournament, not a tournament.
You had to do like a talent with your hair.
Yeah,
like,
there was
the Oscars.
Or, like, there were multiple people being considered for it. And I think, and then people would vote on it. And I didn't win. But I think at that point it's a popularity contest.
But your hair wasn't like sushi like this.
Ass take.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I think also, no, because I'm sure probably the person who won had like really cool, like wavy hair.
You don't believe
that.
You like, I can tell.
Yeah, I don't know. But I did win. Okay, so the reason I thought about this is I won probably the two worst awards you could win, or worst superlatives you could win when being in a relationship. Because I dated.
Most likely to cheat.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, not that bad. No, I mean the most, like two, okay, so.
Oh, most needy.
No.
Codependent king.
Yes, codependent king.
So it was for choir though. It wasn't for like my entire school thing. But in each choir we had like superlatives because we had a banquet at the end of the year. And there was biggest flirt, which I don't know why in choir.
Yeah, you are.
There was biggest flirt. So I won biggest flirt, though I had a girlfriend who wasn't in the choir with me. She was in the upper choir because she's better than me.
Maybe if she was in the choir, you wouldn't be so flirty.
Yeah, well, the reason I got that is because we broke up for like a...
Let's not blame her for
this. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, wait. We had like... 2 or 3 months where we broke up in during that school year, and okay. During those 2 months I was really flirty with one of the girls in the other or in the choir with
me. And that's
me.
How you earned.
I mean,
that's
yeah,
how I earned it because no one else the entire year was being flirty because I guess choir is not a very flirty place. But
I think most of my. Like, I was never in high school choir, but most of the stories I've heard of kids who were in high school choir are quite the opposite. Like, I think that they're very flirty.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So there was that one, biggest
yeah,
flirt,
the one
and then the other one was most inseparable, and that's it was with another girl.
who wasn't my girlfriend. Yeah.
Was it the girl that you were flirting with?
No, it was not.
Are you serious? You are a big flirter.
No. It was no. This was like a friend. She was a friend.
I need to increase my game.
We just kind of hung out whenever there was whenever there was an opportunity to hang out during choir class when we weren't actually doing anything. It would be the two of us hanging out. So we were most inseparable because we were kind of attached at the hip, but she was purely a friend. But it looked really bad. And for sure, I remember my girlfriend being very upset after that because she was there because she was in the top choir. She just was embarrassed almost that her boyfriend won two of the worst things.
Yeah.
So
good job, Danny.
Did you win anything in high school or anything like that?
I think I got like class clown in elementary school.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I won most senioritis.
It means you gave
that's
the least
sad.
Fucks your senior year.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. The picture, I think the picture in the yearbook is of me getting into my car. I'm not kidding.
That's good. I think that's real. My younger brother, got most changed. I think it's entirely because he changed his haircut, but he went from having a really long, hair down to his shoulders, and then he like buzzed it off, and by the end of senior year he just had a buzz cut. That's a weak year. But I don't know, because outside of that he was probably, it felt like he was kind of
the
same person.
Was the other finalist someone who wore a different color shirt?
Yeah. Yeah, they were always pink at first, and then they were always green by the end.
Crazy.
Yeah, I know. So
what do you guys feel about games?
You got a game for us, Daniel?
You guys like games?
I do like games.
Only if you like games.
I'm the game master.
Let's play a game.
Hold on, I'm gonna magically have things appear.
Oh, I'm also, wait. Yeah, what do you... Well, okay.
I have two bowls.
Bowls.
He's got two bowls.
No, bowls.
Mason, if you add an accent, it makes it...
Mason,
okay.
No, okay. These are two...
spherical bowls.
Wow.
Okay, they're only half spheres, I suppose.
He's got two bisected bowls.
I'm going to say bisexual bowls.
I have...
Yeah, what do you got?
How does it work?
I have things in my bowls.
Yeah.
So
we all
in
do.
One of the bowls...
okay.
In one of the bowls is a song.
Okay.
That hopefully all of us know.
We know.
Otherwise,
okay.
This would be very
game.
Bad. Second bowl is a modifier.
Oh, cool. Ooh.
So.
Thinking out. Yeah, like.
We're going to do
a way to make it shittier.
Like.
Than the,
Firework by Katy Perry.
Okay.
Ooh.
And we're going to modify it by.
He's pulling these slips out of a bowl.
Oh, sorry for people that are only listening.
Yeah.
You should watch us instead. Firework, but. We have to sing it one note / word at a time.
Okay.
Now, let me explain, because this kind of doesn't make sense in one sentence.
Okay. Yeah.
So
the three of us, right?
So we're going to sing the song, but instead of all of us singing together, each of us has to sing one of the words at a time.
This excites me. I know that we're planning on playing musical games on this podcast, and I'm excited.
Should I grab my guitar?
Yeah, I did bring
that. Okay, cool.
It's also exciting because this one doesn't feel too different from the impersonation covers Danny and I do. Like, it's like we're singing a song, and then we read something on a piece of paper, and now we have to change the way we sing. So that works. I like that. Okay, so Danny's going to accompany us, and all three of us are going to one word at a time sing Firework. I love that. All right.
This is going to be extra hard for
you. You guys want to do one verse, one chorus?
Yeah.
Think we can do it one shot?
No, but I want to do it.
Okay, so let me see.
The nature of the music games in this podcast are definitely going to be one shot Mom Spaghetti.
Yes.
Okay, how about...
Do you ever feel...
Okay, great.
But then it's... what's the chorus? That's pretty high. But I guess it's gonna be high regardless.
Yeah,
I can take lead for the chorus.
Great.
Okay.
Well, what do you mean
actually,
lead?
I forgot what the challenge
no
was.
The fucking lead. All right. Yeah. All right.
I mean, wait. You guys can sing that, right?
Yeah, definitely. All right, actually, everyone. Yeah. This let's is Firework there. By Katy Perry. But we alternate word by word who is singing. Is it gonna start with me and then go to Danny, then Daniel?
Sure, we can
and
do
then
that.
Repeat. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me slow it down too.
Yeah, definitely. We need to slow it down. Yeah.
I'm looking off Daniel's lyrics too. Okay.
Whenever you're ready, Mason.
Yeah.
Wait, you're up there.
Oh, okay.
You're singing it up there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you ever feel
like
a
plastic bag
drifting through
the
wind
wanting
to
start
again?
Do
you ever
feel
feel
so
paper
thin.
Like
a house
of cards.
Wait, one
blow
from
caving
in. Do
you
ever feel
already
buried
deep 6 feet
under?
Scream,
but
no
one seems to
hear
a thing.
Do
you know
that
there's
still
a
chance
for
you?
Cause
there's
a
spark
in
you.
Let's do the bridge without the guitar, since
it seems
way too hard.
You
just
gotta
ignite
the
light
and
let
it
shine
just
on
the
night
like
the
4th
of
July.
Cause baby,
you're
a
firework.
Come
on,
show.
Almost
there.
What
you're
worth,
make
them
go
as
you
shoot
across
the
sky.
I.
Wow, that was really hard.
That was really hard. All right,
okay.
That was Daniel's musical challenge. Oh, are we doing it again?
Let's do one more.
To be fair, that was one
of the harder ones.
It got way easier once
we took away
hadn't
the guitar.
Never seen it before.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. What do we got, Daniel?
All right.
We're gonna be singing Hotline Bling.
Mm. Oh, I don't know that song super well, but I can do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But sung to the tune of Old MacDonald.
Oh,
jeez,
no.
Man.
I'm not even
going to
play guitar. I'm not even going to play guitar because I already know this.
No, I'm down. Wait. Are we doing it? Okay, Danny, redraw or not?
I like it.
Okay.
All right, let's go for it.
I like it. Because it would be, can you get me the Hotline Bling lyrics?
So it's used to call me on
my
cell
phone.
Phone.
Yeah, be like, what is it? Oh, MacDonald had a farm.
E-I-E-I-O.
So it'd be
used to call me
on my phone. E-I-E-I-O.
Late night when you need my love.
Or should we just do it with E-I-E-I-O as the
I think
the
E-I-E-I-O.
Yeah. So it'd be great. Used to call me on my cell phone.
E-I-E-I-O.
late night when you need my love.
E-I-E-I-O.
Call me on my cell phone.
E-I-E-I-O. Late night when you need my love.
E-I-E-I-O.
And I know when that hotline bling.
E-I-E-I-O.
That only can mean one thing.
E-I-E-I-O. And I know when that hotline bling. This sucks.
E-I-E-I-O.
That can only mean one thing.
E-I-E-I-O. All right, that was really good, guys.
We didn't even get to it yet. Ever since I left the city, you. Yeah.
All right, I think we have time for one more because that was
one
really
more?
Fast.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's try one more. All right, so the song is...
This is a really stupid
that
game.
That sucked, yeah.
The National Anthem.
Okay.
Oh, fuck.
But sung staccato.
Oh.
Okay.
Do we want a key?
Oh. Okay, yeah. Do we want to try to do it in harmony at all?
Oh,
yeah,
gosh.
Dude.
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
Definitely.
Do you guys have harmony? Can I do the lead?
Yeah
I have
lead.
Harmony.
Okay.
Oh. All right, ready?
Don't rush.
Okay. Well, it's okay. Staccato, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, say,
can
you
see
by
the
dawn's
early
light
what so proudly
we
hailed
at
the
twilight's
last
gleaming?
Whose
broad stripes
and
bright
stars
through
the
perilous
fight
of
the
ramparts
we
watched
were
so
gallantly
streaming.
I think that's all we need for now.
Yeah.
I think
I like the end of it would have been really fun, though.
And the home
of
the
brave.
Super flat.
Wow.
You know what? Good for you
really
guys,
good,
though.
Danny.
Yeah. Wow, that was a hit.
That was better than I thought it was going
to
be.
All right, that was our first song game. They will continue to roll out as the show progresses, and I imagine they will become better in execution, or maybe not. There's no way to know.
No.
Awesome.
I can't talk right now.
All right. Thank you so much, Daniel. That was really great.
Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you. All right. Now, I see on my itinerary here that we have something that's like starred in all caps, which means the person presenting it
is very excited about it.
So, Danny, would you please explain what the hell this is?
Welcome to Mad Libs Theater, everybody.
Welcome.
Welcome to our glorious theater. Today,
Sounds kind of like something else.
Yeah. Oh, no. Okay, so Mad Libs Theater is the idea that... like, if you guys ever did Mad Libs when you were a kid, right?
Yes.
Where you take an irregular story, but then you replace certain words with the same part of speech, but a completely, like, usually when we're kids, it was like poopy or like diaper, you know.
Let's be real, it's still poopy and diaper.
It's still poopy and diaper, for sure. But Mason and I do the Mad Libs covers, which is where we do songs, but we change each other's lyrics. Mm-hmm. This time we're going to do a dramatic scene.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I am going to I'm going to go through all of the things that we need to change. We're going to go person by person, and I'm going to give you like I'm going to ask for an adjective, right?
Okay.
And then like if I ask Mason for an adjective, you would give me.
Oh, happy.
Happy. Perfect. Mm-hmm. That is an adjective. And then I'm going to replace them here in the script that I have shared with the two of them.
Okay.
And then they're going to, Daniel and Mason are going to do the dramatic scene, but with the new words in it.
Okay.
Spoiler, it's not going to be very dramatic anymore.
Okay.
Or it shouldn't be, unless you guys like perfectly flawlessly like got the right.
I think
so,
we can do it.
So the catch is that me and Daniel have never seen the script, right?
Yes.
And we're currently, like, you're going to quiz us to fill in words in a script we've never seen?
Yes.
So do we do that now?
Yes.
Okay.
So first there's the prep phase, right? Which is I'm going to go back and forth with you guys, and I'm going to ask for the different things, right? Okay. So the first thing being, Mason, can you give me a silly name of, like, a person?
Stinky Wiggles Man.
Stinky Wiggles Man.
All right. So Stinky Wiggles Man has now been placed
in Wigglesman, like it's a last name.
Oh, Stinky Wiggles Man. Okay, yes,
gotcha. Still spelled the same way.
Yeah. But it's that's
Stinky
key.
Stinky Wiggles Man.
Okay. Daniel, can you give me a large noun, like a noun that is physically like, large?
Oh, airplane.
Okay. Airplane. Perfect. All right. Mason, can I get an exclamation?
That blew my pants off.
From Stinky Wigglesman, yeah. That blew my pants off.
With like two exclamation points.
Mm. Okay. All right. Daniel, can you give me a number?
29,000.
Okay.
Like on the dot?
Yes, 29,000 on
no
the dot.
No more, no less.
Right.
Cool. Mason, can I get an adjective?
Sultry.
Ooh.
Ooh. Is that S-U-L-T-R-Y?
It is.
Yes, sir.
Hell yeah. S-U-L-T-R-Y. Daniel, can I get another adjective?
Oh, another adjective?
Yeah.
Even more sultry. No.
Sultrier.
Yeah.
Sultriest.
It means hot and humid, so it's kind of like a...
Yeah.
adjectives.
Anything.
Pregnant.
This is going to be great. All right. Mason, can you give me a verb in the past tense?
Embezzled.
Oh, Jesus.
Am I being too much of a quirky girl? Are these good?
No, I like them.
No, these are good.
I wish
I
could be more of a quirky girl.
No. I think we can't both do it. Cause
fair.
Whatever. I don't even know.
Okay.
No, these are fantastic so far. Yeah.
I can be straight man.
All right. Daniel, you'll like this one. Can you give me a sexual act in the form of a verb? Like, yeah. Mason's trying to give you like a hint.
Rioting. No, I'm just kidding. Fisting.
Fist.
Like.
So I'll do like fist. Fist. Yeah. Two fists.
All
right, Mason. Can I get another
Dude,
verb?
That's my favorite Batman villain.
two fists. that's funny.
Okay, sorry.
Can I get another verb?
Oh.
Just any verb this time.
Right. Climb.
Great. Daniel, regular noun.
Regular noun.
Just a noun, yeah.
Gorgonzola.
Gorgonzola. Okay. Mason, another noun.
Oh. Thought police.
Oh, wow. I've been listening to a lot of Muse lately.
Oh. All right. Okay, yeah. And then some of these I have as, like, this is the same as above, so I need to replace these because this is makes sense to the script.
Daniel, like, what's, what do you think the genre of this is?
Yeah.
It's definitely going to be about two people
Yes, that's a given.
That are
How does he do it?
Related to each other.
Oh, we're we mean like brothers?
But like in a way that you wouldn't expect.
Oh gosh.
Brothers in a different way than people expect.
Like
yeah, like weird.
Brothers separated at birth?
Yeah.
Like, oh.
That's okay, actually what it's gonna be. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have any more questions for us?
Yeah, I have a few more. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so can I get who went last? Was that Thought Police was Mason. Yeah. So can I get an abstract noun from you, Daniel? Like discipline. Or like,
oh, okay.
Like
okay.
Something that's not a real
idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. I forgot what nouns are.
Person, a place,
concept.
Or thing.
Oh. Name a concept, for example.
Now all I can think of is thought police.
or like a
ninjutsu.
Ninjutsu.
Nin is it I-I-T-S-U? Ninjutsu?
Yeah.
N-I-N-J-U-T-S-U.
Oh, ninjutsu.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm right. Mason, don't Google it. I'm right.
These are very open-ended, or not open-ended, but like random. Mason, can I get a cheap plural noun? A plural noun of something that's cheap.
Oh, bananas.
Okay.
Sorry, Mason, I've been eating your bananas, by the way.
That's fine. They would.
This
gone
has
bad.
All been an elaborate setup as an intervention
yeah.
of me eating are bananas. We...
All right. Daniel, can I get an insulting name? Like something insulting you would call somebody.
Oh my god. I can't think of it. Let's go with Goober.
Goober, okay. All right. Mason, a verb ending in ing.
Logging.
Daniel, another number?
69.
Nice. Mason, a plural noun that you look at, like an object that you look at in plural, or can physically
seagulls.
See.
Seagulls.
All right. adjective, Daniel?
Adjective, red.
Okay.
Are we near the end?
We're getting there. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. It'll go by a lot quicker when we actually get to the end. Yeah, yeah. Another insult name, Mason.
Oh, brown noser.
Mm. Okay. Verb ending in ing, Daniel.
Flapping.
That'll go great with the seagulls thing.
Yeah. It would.
Hold on. I need to do.
I was gonna omit the L, but I decided not to.
Okay. Noun, Mason. We're getting there.
Oh, Martian.
Okay. Another noun, Daniel.
Oh. Bracket.
All right, Mason, another number?
12.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Okay. a verb.
Oh, punching.
Just punch.
Yeah, oh, punch. Word. Sorry.
Yeah. Two antonyms, Mason. Like two things that are opposite
that are
of each
opposite
other.
Of each other?
Yes.
Okay. Let's do bright and dim.
Okay. And you guys will see what'll be the new words because they're in big red bold things.
I hope so.
Bold letters. And then, Daniel, something you say as you walk through a crowd.
Sumimasen.
What?
That's Korean, huh?
That's Japanese.
That's Japanese. Okay.
We could just put move.
Move. Yeah. move. In like all caps.
Yeah.
It's not gonna make any sense. That, okay. I love it. Okay. A number, Mason.
Oh. 1.5.
Another number, Daniel.
-3.
Okay. A dog. Yeah, yeah. No. It could be anything. Yeah. A dog command.
Stay.
Okay. An adjective, Daniel.
Oh. Grizzly.
I love Mason's confirmation of like
yes, correct.
You can already tell us
that is the right one.
Oops.
How many more?
We're almost there. I promise.
It's like a car trip to Disneyland.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. Verb ending in ing. Oh, hello.
Sorry.
It is time.
Verb ending in ing.
Oh.
Daniel.
Careening.
Is that C A R E E N I N G?
I don't know, dude. Just follow your heart.
Yeah. Hollow your fart. Okay.
Hollow your fart.
Body part, Mason.
Oh, the left big toe.
Exclamation, Daniel. Almost there. Just like that?
We'll just remember how he said it.
Yeah. Remember just...
Like a
warm-up exercise.
Yeah. I'll put in parentheses rising.
Yeah, great.
And then, Mason, something to say to get out of an awkward conversation.
Oh, I've had nothing to drink tonight, officer.
That's a very specific awkward conversation, yeah.
Dude, it's so awkward, though.
Yeah.
License and registration, please. I've had nothing to drink, officer.
Okay, I'll go away.
Okay, all right. We are done.
All right, cool.
All right, let's do it. So go into the Google Doc that you guys have.
It's like ready?
Yes, it is all ready.
Okay.
And we have...
I'm not going to look at it until I start reading.
Yes. So
don't look at it, Daniel.
Don't look at it, but go into it. So the scene that you were doing is one of the core fight scenes from The Notebook.
They're not fighting. I immediately pictured like a war movie.
An argument between Ryan Gosling's character and Rachel McAdams. So Mason, you are Noah, you're Ryan Gosling, okay, and Daniel, you are Allie, who is Rachel McAdams.
And then what's my emotion?
So basically what happened before all of this is that like you two have been falling in love, but then Mason, you wrote letters for an entire year that her mom didn't let her see because she didn't Ryan Gosling's character is really poor.
Is this when it's raining?
No. This is not it. This is not it. But they had just slept. You guys had just slept together.
Oh yeah, we did. And, was that good?
I don't know.
It was
like a great sex scene, but Daniel, you are wed to a, or you are to be wed to another man.
Okay, oh, no. So you're betrothed.
But you two are in love, but
I'm in love with her.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm in love with him.
Yes. Like,
but also, kind of.
You're also promised to someone else. Yes. Who has more money and stuff?
Okay.
Mason's
cool.
Poor. Yeah.
Give me a one word like emotion that I should have right now.
Oh.
And one for Daniel.
Oh yeah.
Oh
that'd
gosh.
Be good,
it can be anything.
Gosh. Like conflicted. Okay, conflicted. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Am I also conflicted?
Yes, you're both conflicted. Okay, cool. Because you have to have a big old conversation because you guys had sex last night, even though.
We said that
you
we
are
wouldn't...
wed. You are wed to someone else.
Oh,
yeah,
we just had sex.
Yeah.
I think the night before, I think you had sex.
Okay, cool. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm ready for this.
All right.
Ready?
All right, Mason, you start.
Interesting morning.
Yeah, Stinky Wigglesman is here. Now.
Oh, he's here?
Yeah, we saw his airplane on the way at the hotel.
I see you got my letters.
Allie nods.
That blew my pants off. What are you going to do, Al?
I don't know.
We're back to that. Are we back there? What about the past 29,000 days? They happened, you know.
I know that they happened, and they were sultry.
Yeah, they were.
But they were also very pregnant.
Yeah, they are.
Noah gets up angrily, overturning a chair.
Ugh. I have a fiance waiting for me at a hotel who's going to be embezzled when he finds out what I did.
So you fist me, and then you go back to your husband? Was that the plan? Was that really the plan? Was that a test that I didn't climb?
No! I made a promise to a man. He gave me a gorgonzola, and I gave him my thought police.
And your thought police is shut to hell now, don't you think?
I don't know. I'll find out when I talk to him.
This is not about keeping your promise, and it's not about following your heart. It's about ninjutsu!
What is that supposed to mean?
Bananas!
What are you talking about?
He's got a lot of bananas!
Now I hate you, you goober!
Well, I hate you! Goo, you're the goo. If I leave you here, if you leave here, I hate you.
What? You haven't been paying attention to anything that's been logging these past 69 days?
Well, I guess not. I guess I must have misread all those seagulls.
Yeah, I guess you did.
Allie starts to walk away and Noah shouts after her.
You're red! You're red and you know it! You wouldn't be here if there wasn't something missing.
You arrogant brown noser.
Would you just stay with me?
Stay with you? What for? Look at us. We're already flapping.
Yeah, well, that's what we do, all right? We flap. You tell me when I'm being an arrogant son of a Martian, and I tell you when you're being a pain in the bracket, which you are 12% of the time.
Yeah? Yeah, am I?
I'm not afraid to hurt your feelings. They have like a 2-second punch rate, and then you're back doing the next pain in the ass thing.
So what? What?
So it's not going to be bright. It's going to be really dim, all right? And we're going to have to work at this every day, but I want that because I want you. I want all of you forever. You and me every day. Will you do something for me?
Move!
What?
Will you just picture your life for me 1.5 years from now? Negative 3 years from now?
3 years ago?
What's it look like, huh? If it's with that guy, go. Stay. I lost you once.
And I'm so confused.
Shut up. I think I can do it again. If I thought it's what you really wanted, but don't you take the grisly way out, okay?
What grisly? There is no grisly way. No matter what I do, somebody gets hurt.
Would you stop careening what everyone wants? Stop careening what I want, what he wants, what your parents want. What do you want?
Allie shakes her left big toe.
What are you doing? What do you want?
It's not that simple.
What do you want? Oh. What do you want?
I've had nothing to drink, officer.
And scene. Woo!
All right.
That was beautiful, you guys. You guys committed to that pretty hard. I'm in tears.
When there's a good script, it really just brings it
yeah,
out of you.
Yeah. I mean, that's like the massive, like, yeah, that's a big old fight scene from, sorry, not fight scene, argument scene, because apparently fight scene means something
I was
else.
So confused when you were like, leave,
I also,
stay.
I want off the record, too, that Danny didn't write grizzly the adjective. He wrote grizzly the bear.
Oh, sorry.
Don't take the grizzly way out. Don't go to that bear. That bear that's right
there. I love that bear.
Is it G-R-I-S-L-Y or what? Yeah. My bad.
All right, y'all. That was awesome. Yeah. And also, I believe that's all the time we have. So thank you so much for joining us.
Wait, but where can I hear us, Mason?
Oh, yeah. You know, you can download the Himalaya app, Daniel, which you
wait, how do
know
you spell
if you were
I'm
listening.
Really bad at spelling. How do you spell it?
H-I-M-A-L-A-Y-A. The Himalaya app, where you can follow the Threesis podcast among, and also you can follow us on any podcasting platform, by the way, and even where?
On YouTube,
where you can see our faces.
Our faces, our nice faces. We dressed up for you guys.
I'm wearing a shirt today.
I changed my shirt.
Daniel doesn't usually wear a shirt. Yeah.
It's really hot.
Well, until then, thank you so much for joining, and we'll see you next time, folks.
I love you.
Have a wonderful day. Daniel loves you.
Yeah, go, but also stay.
Yeah.
All right, bye all.
Bye.